I never get to actually catch up with Terry Savage. And may I just say something, and I hope you don't find this weird. Are you ready?
Okay.
You have the bluest eyes of any human I've ever seen. They're absolutely beautiful.
And they're my real eyes. Thank you.
I just like seeing people face to face, and it was so fun to see you yesterday. So
we did have fun. We said we would do this one afternoon when it's quiet,
yeah,
just for a half hour, and talk about all kinds of stuff when I don't have to give you the kind of bad news that's in the air today.
Yeah, recession. That's the word everybody has on their mind. Is it happening? Has it already started?
On Monday morning, I posted a column, recession. And the momentum this week has picked up steam. But today's report, they like this headline. You know, tomorrow we get the monthly unemployment numbers. Unemployment will probably tick up to about 4%. That's not horrible. I mean, we've had double-digit unemployment during recessions. But this headline today, layoff announcements soar to the highest since 2020. That's July of 2020, the middle of the pandemic, as DOGE slashes federal staff one-third of the layoffs. Now, layoffs are up 245% from January. Dramatically higher. A third came, about 62,000, came from the announced federal headcount reductions, but that also leaves retailers and many others announcing layoffs. And though you don't see that in the unemployment statistics yet, the people have to file a claim and so forth, we're about to see the uncertainty and the cancellation of contracts with businesses in the private sector follow what's going on in the public sector, and everybody will soon know someone who's worried about a job or has lost a job. And that's how consumer confidence suffers. We saw that a week ago. Please get ready. Do you know, Lisa, except for the pandemic, where we had that, it was a horrible sharp crash and decline in the economy, but it rebounded so quickly. But before that, the last recession ended in 2009. That's like 16 years, the longest we've ever gone without a real two quarters of negative GDP. So
and layoffs are up 245%. So exactly. Every person that's laid off, every federal employee that's fired, there are some that have said that represents at least one other person losing their job, because it's all interconnected.
Absolutely. And then the uncertainty of the back and forth, won't even get into that, the tariffs on, tariffs off. It's irrational. Our closest allies and our neighbors are in stitches, and our enemies have become our friends. It's very, very strange.
They're not our friends.
No, they're not our friends. But I mean, the point is, the world is very topsy turvy. So you're seeing that reflected in the stock market. That kind of uncertainty is not what the markets want.
Who does a recession hurt the most? I mean, so if the last real recession that we didn't get a quick bounce back from was 16 years ago, people who are retirement age now, 16 years ago, were working and probably a little better suited to weather out a recession. I think it's people who are retired now that are concerned about their money. Where should they put it, and how do they hold on to it?
Well, draw a line here. On one side are people who are retired. The one thing retirees don't have to worry about, big sigh of relief, is your job. You have to worry about your investments. You rolled over your 401k, decisions you have to make. But think about this. Anybody basically under 40 in the workforce has never been through in their adult life, you know, because 16, 17 years ago they were just graduating college. They've never been through the fear of, I've got a mortgage, well, I lose my job, my spouse loses his or her job. It's we have little kids, what do we do? That's the kind of recession fear that's most difficult. And by the way, the generation that's now in their 30s and 40s were the indispensable generation. They were the ones that understand technology. Boomers are, okay, we're old people. You know, we're dispensable. But they have always felt indispensable. And what's happening right now is the combination of all this economic uncertainty plus AI and companies deciding they really don't need all those smart people because we've got computers. It's going to hit a different generation in a different way, one that's very unprepared. Just to tell you, the longest before this, the longest we went without a major recession was in the 1990s. That ended when the dot-com bubble burst in 21. So that was a 10-year period of growth. We've basically had 16 years interrupted by a pandemic. So people are not prepared who are in the workforce today. And I don't want to pile on. Consumer debt levels at records and beginning to see auto loan delinquencies rise. Nobody pays attention to this stuff but economists. I'm here not to depress you, but to say you know someone if you're at home because you're retired. Go tell your kids and your grandkids. This is not the time to be in debt. It's time to build up savings.
Okay. All right. We have someone on the phone that might have an experience like that. Elizabeth wants to know about credit card loan consolidation. What's your question exactly for Terry?
Yes. I heard you talk about how you should double up on your minimum payments to pay off credit card debt, but what is your thoughts on actually taking out a loan to have one payment on multiple credit cards to clear up your debt?
It works if you don't then suddenly say, oh, well, I do have that Visa and it's an emergency. I could charge that again. There are places like SoFi where you may be able to consolidate your credit card debt, pay off those cards, and have one payment. But part of it is you need the self-discipline to, if not close the cards, because you need the oldest one to establish your credit score, but at least get them out of use. If you are not able to do that, I'm going to give you a toll-free number. There's a big box now on the front page of terrysavage.com. Wisely, I put it up there about a month ago, Getting Out of Debt in 2025. It's the number for Consumer Credit Counseling Services, 800-388-2227. And that's always up there at terrysavage.com. That's when you're really buried. You can't make the minimum payments. You can't get the consolidation. The one warning, quick warning, if you want to go to one of these companies that consolidates your debt and says, stop paying on these loans, we'll come and send us money or put it aside and we'll negotiate a discount, that really destroys your credit and you could get a lien against your home. Probably not that, but you could get in all kinds of deeper financial trouble. So don't just go to loan consolidation. If you can go to a place like SoFi, consolidate, make the lower payment, fine. If not, Consumer Credit Counseling Services will do that for you.
Someone is asking, Terry, could you recommend putting more money in my Schwab 1000 account during tariff situation?
If you're young and you are putting whatever it is, $300, $400 a month in your 401k and getting a match, a couple of $100 a month in your IRA, please don't give up. The market's going to be wild. I have no doubt that we could have some more declines in the stock market. But if you're speculating, I don't know where the bottom is. So I'm not good at trading in and out. I'm a long-term investor, and I still believe in the long-term future of America. But don't ask me to time the market because it requires you being right when to get in, when to get out, when to get back in again. That's too much for me.
If my house is in a trust for my kids, can the state take it if I have to go into long-term care?
That depends on what kind of trust you've set up. If it's just your revocable living trust, yes, it still remains your asset. And when you, unless you have a spouse living there or an adult child living there, the state at some point could come back and take your home to repay the cost of state-funded care. So you need to work with an attorney. If you give it away in an irrevocable trust, the state can look back 5 years to get that money back. So that requires some careful planning. And by the way, I'd rather see you go out and buy long-term care insurance combo with a life insurance policy in case you don't need the long-term care, because you don't want this to be in a state-funded Medicaid nursing home right now with Medicaid being cut.
Boy, the calls are coming in, and unfortunately, it's news time. We should you've got to come in one day, and you've got to just hang out, not just for a half hour, but a whole hour. We need to do a whole hour of Terry Savage.
Let's plan a day soon. I'd love to do that, Lisa.
You will find her at terrysavage.com.